You may not think about it, but your kitchen is a laboratory, and you probably conduct experiments there every day, whipping runny egg whites into stiff foam, forever altering the colors of meat and vegetables, and somehow making raw eggplant and slimy scallops taste great. Last week, All Things Considered launched a series called Science Out of the Box to answer questions about everything from outer space to everyday life. You responded by emailing us your own questions, and several of them were about kitchen science. Today, we'll answer one question on the air from Angie Frizzell in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Years ago, my mom taught me a trick that after you've been cutting up onions or garlic and you have that odor on your hands, you can get the odor off just by rubbing your hands on the stainless steel faucet. And since then, I've noticed that in kitchen catalogs, you can buy a gadget for $20 or $30 that does the same thing. It's just a chunk of stainless steel that you rub your hands on. So either way, it works. But why?
We turn this question over to a true expert on kitchen science, Dr. Bob Wulk, a professor emeritus of chemistry at the University of Pittsburgh and the author of 4 books on everyday science.
Well, before we talk about why it works, we have to talk about whether it works. But nobody that I've been able to find knows scientifically that it works.
And as far as he knows, there are no published studies on this stinker of a problem. So what would a chemist do? Conduct an experiment, of course.
I have a little lab in my basement, but my kitchen is my main laboratory.
Wulk says he loves to cook with garlic.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's always garlic in my kitchen. So I took a big head out of our garlic pot on the counter, and I smashed it with the side of a broad knife, which is the usual way of getting the skin off anyway. And then I smashed it some more, and I rubbed it all over my hands, as if I were lathering up my hands with garlic juice. And then just rinsed the solids off under cold water, and then picked up the stainless steel block. I rubbed it on my hands. Of course, I sniffed them before, and now I sniff them again and see if I can detect a difference.
That's the very expensive steel block. Then Wulk repeated the experiment, this time with a plain old rock.
I also tried soap and water.
And did he smell any difference between the steel, the soap, and the stone?
No, I couldn't. There was odor left on my hands after all of these methods.
Now, Wulk admits that this isn't the perfect scientific study. He says further experiments could show that this old wives' tale is in fact true. You can read more about Bob Wulk's kitchen science in his book, What Einstein Told His Cook. And you can also send us the results of your cooking experiments and your questions. We'll pose them to Bob Wulk and our other kitchen cabinet of experts. Just visit Science Out of the Box at npr.org, where you can also find out why some people sneeze when they look at the sun. Some of you wrote to us about non-science stories. A few listeners weren't happy with our survey of potential voters at the College Hills Church of Christ in Lebanon, Tennessee. One of them was listener Lawrence Sellers of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Mr. Sellers said it was no surprise that few voters at the church identified with the National Democratic Party. But, he wrote, the responses of the church members were very enlightening as to the thinking, or lack thereof, that drives many such voters. Many of you wrote in after a piece about Barber's Adagio for Strings, as performed by Arturo Toscanini and the NBC Symphony Orchestra. Yes, you are all correct. The piece originated as part of Barber's String Quartet No. 1. If you'd like to correct or amplify our reporting, please write to us. Go to our website, npr.org, click on Contact Us, and select Weekend All Things Considered.